Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Magandang umaga naman. Sino po sa atin dito ang nabaha? Pakitaas pong kamay. Wow. Ang dami, no? More than half of our people were flooded. Yung po mga kapatid natin dito sa Bagong Silang, tinatanong ko yung kanilang sitwasyon. At may nagsabi, Pastor, hanggang bewang po sa loob ng bahay. Yung iba naman ay hanggang dibdib, Pastor. Yung iba naman, sabi, Pastor, lampas tao po. Yung namang isa, sabi, Pastor, doble po ng tao. Ang lalim nun ah. Yung namang isang tinanong ko, sabi niya, Pastor, talampakan. Sabi ko, mababaw lang. Hindi po, Pastor, yun po pinakamalalim, talampakan. Bakit? Eh, nakatayo po ako sa bubong. Kaya po, talampakan sa... But anyway, now we see how the Filipino resiliency, no, is at work. Sabi nga, baha lang yan, pero Pinoy tayo. Amen? Amen ba? Kaya patuloy tayong lalaban sa tulong ng Panginoon. Okay? And the Filipinos are, in fact, one of the happiest people in the world. And we are so thankful, no, kahit na ganito yung nangyari sa atin. Not that we are celebrating, but we are grateful despite of. Amen po ba? Amen. So, naghanda po ako ng mensahe, and this is a very rare incident sa atin. I prepare a message, but while we were worshiping, the Lord told me to speak on another topic rather than the message that I already prepared. So, yung pong series natin, di ko muna itutuloy. I'd like to share something from Romans chapter 8. No, and if you have your Bibles with you, ay buksan natin ang mga Biblia natin. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 hanggang 30. No, tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid, bilang paggalang sa salita ng Panginoon. Sabay-sabay nating basahin from the English Standard Version ko po babasahin ito. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. No, pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang mga salita, tayo po'y manalangin. Lord, we come before You with trembling because Your words are powerful. Your words are like fire to consume the impurities in us. Your words are like hammer that can break, Lord, any hardness and stubbornness in our hearts. Lord, comfort us with Your word. We know that Your word is also our food. Your word is also our guide. Okay, let the Holy Spirit fill this place right now. And we ask You that You will teach us. We give You glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. God is truly, truly amazing. Makakaupo na tayo in the presence of the Lord. Ito pong verse na ito, for we know that in all things God works together for good, ay one of the most misquoted verses in the Bible. One of the most misquoted. Kasi nga, madalas sinasabi natin, you know, huwag ka mag-alala because all things work together for good. No, hindi tayo dapat magreklamo, hindi tayo dapat magduda o mag-alinlangan sapagkat God is in control and He knows exactly what He is doing. Well, that is partly true that God is in control, God knows what He's doing, that's absolutely true. But everything working together for good for everyone is not the full truth. No? Kung titingnan po natin dito, sinabi dito na, and we know, no, si Apostle Paul has this conviction na meron akong personal knowledge, no, about this truth. I know this personally. Yung pong sinasabi niya dito, for I know, no, I know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Sa ibang version po, pagkakasabi, in all things. Sabihin natin, in all things. In all things, God works together for good. Hindi po sinabi dito na all things will be good. Amen po ba? Hindi po sinabi dito, hindi sinabi sa Bible na all things will be good, all things will be right, all things will be just, all things will be okay. Pero ang sabi po dito, in all things. Pag sinabing in all things, meaning whether good or bad, amen po ba? Whether good or bad, whether rain or shine, whether dry or wet, God works for the good of those who love Him. So, maklarify lang po natin ito na God is in control, yes, and God is at work, yes, but He is at work in every circumstance. Marami po sa atin dito, na mga kapatid natin, kahit hindi dito sa area na ito, lumubog po yung kanyang mga bahay, nabasa ang inyong mga valuables, ilang sasakyan ng Crossworld yung lumubog sa tubig, no? Our hearts go out to you. No, mabigat po yung talagang sitwasyon. But one thing that we're thankful to the Lord is that wala pong buhay na napahamak. Unlike nung Ondoy. This flood brought by Karina and the Habagat combined might be higher than Ondoy. Kasi ayon sa ating Mayor Henry, ang baha dito sa Maykawayan ay 1 meter higher than Ondoy. 1 meter higher than Ondoy. But unlike Ondoy, si Ondoy po has taken a toll on many lives. Ang dami pong namatay nung panahon ni Ondoy. But now, siguro we also have learned our lessons. No? Kaya marami sa atin were able to prepare, somehow prepare. No? Although nakakalungkot, our topic for today has to do with thanksgiving and praises to the Lord. Pero hindi naman ibig sabihin ito na, yeah, we are thankful and we are trustful of the Lord. Pero hindi ibig sabihin ito na we don't see the things that needed to be addressed in this nation. Matapos po ang SONA, na nagsabi ang Pangulo na there are 5,500 flood control projects amounting to 244 billion pesos. So we are now wondering, saan napunta yun? Not that we are complaining, no? Not that we are, sabihin natin, unthankful or wala tayong pasasalamat. But sometimes we're wondering, what happened? Ano? What happened? So si Senator Joel Villanueva ay kinu-question at sabi, aralin nating maigi, but anong nangyari doon sa 5,500 flood control projects na in place? And that was only Monday when that declaration was made. No? Hanga pa naman tayo sa kanya mga declaration na wala ng pogo at wala ng ano yung isa? Yung ilalaban natin ang West Philippine Seas. No? But sometimes we're wondering, Lord, ano bang what's wrong with our nation? And we really need to pray for our nation. Maybe this is another wake-up call for all of us, no? So that we will hold our government accountable for what's happening. Ipanalangin po natin at ilaban natin ang ating bansa kasi hindi laging dapat ganito. Amen po ba? No? In everything, we know that God is at work. And this is one reason, one incident that we can say, yes, Lord, you are at work in us today because you're waking us up. Kasi hindi man ibig sabihin na tayo yung pinakamapagpasalamat na tao sa buong mundo o the happiest people in the world, ay pipikit mo na lang ang mga mata mo sa mga dapat na pagbabagong magawa. Naalala ko yung awit ni Gary Granada, no? Ang title nung kanyang song ay Hold Up. Ewan ko kung narinig nyo na yung song na yan. Pero sabi niya dito, minsan ako'y nagagahan doon sa bandang nagtahan. Nang mayroong nagkagulo sa isang tambayan, ang usap-usap ay tungkol sa isang hold-upan, sa isang pampasaherong sasakyan. Nang aking nilapitan, tamang-tamang naabutan, ang isa sa biktimang nagsalaysay at ang bukang bibig yaong mamang nanginginig, salamat daw at siya'y naiwan pang buhay. Nanakawa na at na-hold up si Juan, ngunit ang hold-upper pa ang pinasalamatan. Nabaon sa utang ang bayan ni Juan, ngunit ang nagnakaw pa ang pinararangalan. Sometimes we're wondering, Lord, where do we draw the line? Yes, we are thankful, but at the same time, no? We should be mindful as well. We should also be thoughtful, no, about what's happening around us and do something about it. Dito po sa Crossworld, no, mamaya Maril, pagpapatuto ni Pastor Rasitas, we're able to help people, no, by the grace of the Lord. Kasi hindi naman natin, wala tayong magawa, baha na eh. No? Hindi na tayo pwede magsisihan. Parang ganun, ano nang nangyari, sino may kasalanan. These are acts of God in a way. No? But in our own little way, no, instead of complaining somehow, we can do something to ease the pain, somehow to help out, no, especially mga kababayan po nating dumaan sa talaga sa pagsubok. So the sovereignty of God covers everything. Things within our control and things beyond our control. Sometimes we feel that we are in control. Pero dadaling ka talaga ng Panginoon sa buhay mo na you will be pushed beyond your limits and you will be pushed outside of your control, within your control, so that you will begin to trust Him. So, and we know that in all things, God works together for good. God works together for good. Yung pong salitang good dito, can you say good? Yung pong salitang good dito sa Tagalog ay hindi lang po mabuti. Yung pong good na binabanggit dito ay maganda. Maganda. Parang tayo mga Pilipino, yung kagandahan. Kagandahan ng kalooban, kagandahan ng ating pakiramdam, kagandahan ng mga pananaw natin sa buhay. Yung maganda. Ang good news ay hindi lang mabuting balita, kundi magandang balita. At itong layo ng Diyos, itong tinutumbok ng Diyos, na sa lahat ng bagay na nangyayari sa atin, ang dulo noon ay maganda. No? He works all together, all things, for good. Para ang kauuwian nito ay maganda. Pero para kanino? Para kanino? Sometimes we think that this verse applies for everyone. But it doesn't. Look at this verse. We know that for those who love God, only those who love God, amen? And only those who are called according to His purpose. So itong pangako na to has some limitations. Kaya nga hindi pwedeng ibigay ito sa mga taong hindi naman kumikilala sa Panginoon. Hindi ito pwedeng ibigay sa sino mang nagmamak kay God. Hindi ito pwedeng ibigay kahit kanino. It only applies to those who are called according to His purpose and those who are in love with God. To those who love God, everything works together for good. Kaya kahit po sa amot-sari ang mga nangyayari sa atin, we know may kauwian ng lahat. But for those, only those who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Para pong yung isang bata habang nagluluto yung kanyang nanay ay tinikman ng lahat ng mga ingredients. At ang sabi niya, nanay, ano to? Tinikman niya yung arena. Sabi niya, bakit walang lasa? Tinikman niya yung tsokolate. Bakit mapait? Tinikman niya po yung mantika. Bakit parang ganun ang lasa? Ew. No? Tinikman niya po ang lahat ng mga ingredients, pati yung itlog. Ba't ganun ang lasa? At nung nadikit siya doon sa kalan, sabi niya, mainit. Sabi niya, paano ano mangyayari dyan? Ba't parang, what can possibly, be produced? Something good can come out of it? Meron bang magandang mangyayari dito na mapait, mainit, malansa? No? Will anything good come out of it? No. Sabi lang ng nanay, just wait and you'll see. At matapos haluin lahat ng nanay at ilagay sa pugon, no, lumabas ang isang masarap na cake. So ganun din sa buhay natin, mga kapatid. There are things in life that we are not happy about. But our goal in life is not happiness. We don't pursue happiness, we pursue holiness. At yan ang layunin ng Panginoon dito. Yung good na sinasabi ng Panginoon dito is that we can become more like Jesus. So every setback, every trial that happens, every challenge that comes our way, lahat yan ordained ng Panginoon. Lahat yan inayos ng Panginoon so that we will be formed to be more like Him. Kasi kung puro happiness at kung puro smooth ang lahat ng bagay, we will not think, we will not reflect, and we will not evaluate. But times like this, that you have to stop and be still, o kaya hindi ka na rin talaga makahinto kasi you need to clean up, pero habang nakiklean up ka, nare-realize mo, ang dami palang abubot sa bahay na hindi mo namang pala kailangan. Meron pala mga bagay sa bahay natin na hindi mo naman pala kailangan na kailangan mo na i-dispose. At doon sa mga hindi binaha, sino mga hindi binaha dito? Ayan, panahon na po siguro para mag-declutter tayo. At lahat ng mga hindi nyo kailangan, no, ay ibigay nyo sa inyong katabi na binaha. Di ba? So kalahati, kalahati ang hindi binaha, kalahati ang binaha. So what a way, you know, to work things out, no, so that, you know, there will be an equal blessing for everyone. Okay? So lahat ng ito nangyayari sa ikabubuti po natin. At ang sabi po dito, according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Kaya pain is God's megaphone, sabi nga ni C.S. Lewis. Pain and sufferings are God's megaphone. Because otherwise, we won't listen. Unless He will send some pain and calamities along our way. No? So that we can be conformed to the image of His Son in order that we might be the firstborn among the many brothers. Not only to be conformed to be like His Son, but so that Jesus will have many brothers. Ibig sabihin ito, so that through this, many will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So kahit po sa panahon ng baha, mayroon pong tatlong pamilya na house po dito, galing po dyan sa Bagong Silang. Yung iba po, gustong tumawid dito, kaya lang sa sobrang lakas ng agos, hindi po makatawid. Si Pastor Terry ay dumaan po dito, hindi siya makauwi kasi sa lakas po ng agos dito. Yung mga tao po sa Bagong Silang, sabi namin, welcome naman dito. Kaya lang hindi po sila makatawid sa sobrang lakas ng agos. Kaya yung iba ay umakyat pa ng Bakod patungo pa ng commercial center. Doon po, building doon madalas maraming natulog. Pero sa tatlong pamilyang nandito, we praise God kasi po ay kahit sila'y nabaha, nagkaroon ng opportunity na makilala nila ang Panginoon bilang tagapagligtas ng kanilang mga buhay. Amen? Yun pong ating mga staff dito, they share the gospel, no, to them. At yung baha na ito ay nagdulot ng pagkaunawa nila at pagkakilala nila sa Panginoon. No, and actually, they are invited here. I don't know kung nandito sila ngayon. Andito sila ngayon! Praise God. So, salamat. Si Reg yung nakita ko nag-share ng gospel sa kanila. No? Salamat sa Panginoon that you're here. You're safe and sound. No? So, all things work together for good. Amen ba? Misho, alam mo, what seems to be like the end of the road, what seems to be like, alam mo, parang a failure, actually, it's a redirection of the Lord for your life. Every closed door is a redirection of the Lord for your life. Kaya thankful tayo. Salamat po. Welcome po kayo sa Crossworld. And you're always, always welcome here. Kaya masasabi natin talaga, in all things, God works together for good. No? And that good is so that we can become more like the Lord. So itong crisis na ito, I just pray that this will help us become more like the Lord, becoming more compassionate, becoming more understanding, becoming more helpful to those who are in need. I hope that will open our eyes and also touch our hearts to be mindful of others. Amen. So if there are three things that I'd like to leave with you today is that, number one, we should be thankful. We should be thankful. Thankful tayo na, yes, Lord, salamat po dahil walang napahamak sa amin. So that's one. Thankful tayo kasi, Lord, kahit nabaha, at least may bahay pa rin kami. O thankful tayo, Lord, kasi kahit po lumubog yung sasakyan, at least naka-insured. Pero paano kung hindi naka-insured? Ow. But we know that God will somehow provide for us. Amen? Amen? Dapat po tayo maging mapagpasalamat. Mapagpasalamat tayo. No? Dapat ibigay natin ang papuri natin sa Panginoon. And sometimes when we are not thankful, kasi nga we romanticize the past and we exaggerate the present problem. Madalas ganun nangyayari sa atin kaya di tayo nagiging mapagpasalamat sa Panginoon. Merong isang lalaki na malungkot siya. Sabi niya, o bakit ka malungkot? Sabi nung kaibigan. Kasi sabi niya ganun, 3 weeks ago, yung uncle ko namatay, pinamanahan ako ng 200,000. Sabi niya, malaking pera yun. Ba't ka nalulungkot? Hindi kasi, 2 weeks ago, yung pinsan ko namatay din. Pinamanahan din ako ng 600,000 pesos. Eh, ba't ka nalulungkot? Sabi niya ganun. Eh, ang laking pera nun. Eh, hindi mo naintindihan eh. Kasi last week, namatay din yung auntie ko. Nag-iwan sa akin ng 1.2 million pesos. Napakaraming pera niyan, bro. Bakit nalulungkot ka pa? Kasi bro, ngayong linggo na to, wala pang dumarating. Wala pa nagpapamana sa akin. So that's pathetic, di ba? So we should be thankful for whatever circumstance that we have. Pangalawa, no? Pangalawa, we should be trustful. We should be trustful. Because God knows, amen? We don't know, but we know who knows. We know who knows. And God knows exactly what He's doing. He is a father to us. No? He is a father to us. He's a good, good father. He is Yahweh, El Elyon. No? Medyo malaking usapan yan sa FB ngayon. No? But He is the same God, the Father of Jesus Christ. No? And He is a good, good father. Ang kanyang intention at ang kanyang pagmamahal sa atin at pagmamahal sa akin ay ganun lang. Never, ever, ever doubt the promises of God, the person of God. No? Actually, sabi nga, you know, contentment is not based on what you have, eh. But it is based on who you are in your relationship with God. Kasi makuha mo na ang lahat. Kung ang puso mo hindi mapagpasalamat at hindi mo kinikilala yung nagbibigay at nagkakait sa'yo, then you're the poorest person in the world. Amen? So let us trust the Lord. Amen? Let us trust the Lord. Be trustful. No? At panghuli. Okay? Ano kayong una? Be thankful. Pangalawa? Be trustful. Let us put our trust in the Lord, that He knows exactly what He's doing. At pangatlo, be thoughtful. Be thoughtful. Be mindful of others. Instead of looking to other people and envying them, look at other people and see their needs. And instead of us, no, doing our own pity party, open our doors, open our hands, no? And begin to help others. Yung verse na binanggit dito, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, to those who are called according to His purpose. When Dr. Timothy Yohener looked into this passage, no? He's my classmate from Phoebus College of Bible. Inaral niya yung verse at ang sabi niya ganito, yung sinabi daw, in all things God worked together for good. To those who love Him, yun daw preposition na to those sa original na Greek ay not necessarily to those, but with those who love Him. So that radically changes the verse. Kasi madalas ang iniisip natin, lahat ng bagay ay nagkakalakip-lakip na gumagawa sa ikabubuti ng mga umiibig sa Diyos, di ba? So ang nagiging object ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon ay tayo, which is right naman, which is right. Tayo ang object ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon at ang lahat ng bagay ay nagkakalakip-lakip sa ikabubuti natin. That's good, and then we celebrate. But there's another angle at looking at this verse na sinasabi, ang lahat ng bagay ay nagkakalakip-lakip sa ikabubuti, hindi lamang sa ikabubuti, kundi sa pamamagitan ng mga taong nagmamahal sa Diyos. Meaning to say, it's this, God wants to partner with you in bringing out the good. You're not just the end of the good. Hindi tayo yung ending ng good. Kasi pag sinabi natin, all things work together for good to those who love God, tayo yung ending eh. Pero yung another angle of looking at this is that all things work together for good with those who love God. So God is in the business of partnering with us. At madalas, ang gusto niyang kapartner, yung mga mahirap. Ang gusto niyang kapartner, yung mga naaapi. Diba, ang lagi niyang sinasabi doon sa Beatitudes, sa Sermon on the Mount, mapalad ang mga mahihirap. Mapalad ang may mabababang loob. Mapalad ang inaapi. Mapalad sila na nagugutom. Because God wants to partner with these people. God wants to partner with us to bring about the good that He is planning for this nation. God wants to partner with you and me. What an amazing, amazing thought, di ba? Na hindi ka lang nahandoon sa comfort of your home while you're watching Netflix, while others are suffering and enduring, you're enjoying. In callousness, unaffected, unbothered, desensitized, because you know that you're A-okay. Huwag sana maging ganun yung ating posture. Hindi ka nga nabaha. Pero ang ginawa mo maghapon, ano? Nanood ng TV, nag-reels, at nakita mo lahat ng baha mula Mindoro hanggang Ilocos. At sa panonood mong yon, ikay na patunganga, ikay nabagbag, ikaw ay nanlumo. Pero kaalinsabay nun, ay marami ka pang ibang pinanonood. But what have you done? What have we done? Have you even prayed for our people na binaha? Have you even extended help in any way sa kapitbahay? Have we become the hand and the feet of Jesus Christ to bring about the good that God is thinking of? In all things, God works together for good with those who love Him. So if you truly love the Lord, kung mahal mo talaga ang Panginoon, and if you are called according to His purpose, then you, wala nang iba. Ikaw ang plano ng Diyos, wala nang iba. Ikaw ang inaasahan ng Panginoon to become a blessing to others. Amen. Amen. So, to those who need comfort, no, God is here to give you comfort, because God's promise is He will comfort the afflicted. But to those who are comfortable, God promises that He will afflict you. The comfortable. Kung sobra tayo ng comfort, wala tayong pakiramdam at wala tayong pagmamalasakit. So mga kapatid, ito po ang aking paghimok sa inyo ngayon, na una, sa nangyaring ito, hindi natin po ito pinlano, hindi natin ito naisip. Ito'y biglaan. Sino ba naman mag-aakala? Pero mga kalamidad na kagaya nito ay normal sa Pilipinas. Pero ito'y kakaiba sapagkat ito'y mas maluba kaysa sa mga naunang kalamidad. Pero may tatlong bagay tayong pwedeng gawin. Pwede tayong maging mapagpasalamat sa Panginoon. Pangalawa, pwede rin tayong maging mapagtiwala sa Panginoon, never questioning His wisdom. At pangatlo, pwede rin tayong maging thoughtful in helping out. And not only helping out, but calling the attention of those who are taking advantage of the situation, calling, confronting these people who are repacking relief goods and what? Putting their own pictures as part of their campaign. Yan ang malungkot. So we need to call the attention of these people. We need to stand and make our presence felt. At manindigan sa Panginoon, manindigan tayo kasama ng Panginoon to bring about the good that God has intended for this nation. Amen po ba? Amen. So magtulong-tulong po tayo mga kapatid. Be thankful, be trustful, be thoughtful. In the little that you have, maliit lang siguro, pero it will go a long, long way. No? Alam niyo ang Panginoong Jesus. Alam niyo ang Panginoong Jesus? 5,000 lalaki, 5,000 babae, 10,000 mga bata, 20,000 gutom. Pero ano lang ang meron ng Panginoong Jesus na ibigay sa kanya? 5 tinapay, 2 isda. Pwede magreklamo ang Panginoon, ba't ito lang ang baon ninyo? Ba't ito lang ang daladala ninyo? Pero ano ginawa ng Panginoon? He took it. Sinong kapartner niya? Maliit na bata. Imagine mo yun, ang kapartner ng Lord in bringing about the good is a little child. The little boy who was willing to give out, to give, to share what little he had. At yung maliit na meron ng batang ito at simpleng baon, simpleng-simple lang ang baon niya, i-share niya. At anong ginawa ni Jesus? No? Ginawa niya, itinaas niya ito at pinagpasalamat sa kanyang ama. That's the power of gratefulness. That's the power of a thankful heart. He gave thanks to his Father. Father, thank you. I know that you hear me. And thank you for giving me a partner with this little boy. And we're about to do something good. Something really good. And then he fed. Pinakain ni Jesus ang 20 to 25,000 na katao with the little that he had and with the simple meal that he had. Why? Because Jesus was thankful, he was trustful, and he was thoughtful. Amen? Amen. So kapatid, God wants to partner with you. Are you willing to partner with Him? Amen ba? Amen ba? Amen. Yung iba mga binaha, mga kapatid, binaha doon sa Bayugo. Sabi ko, baha pa sa inyo, ba't nandito pa kayo? Nandito kayo sa church? Pastor, kailangan ng tulong dito eh. Kaya naglilinis sila dito habang ang bahay nila ay nakalubog. No? Sila ano yan? Sila Kuya Rocky yan, sila Kuya Sunny. Nakalubog pa ang bahay, sila Roxanne, nakalubog ang mga bahay, pero nandito sa church, tumutulong. No? Sila Abik din, parang ganun eh. Sila, lahat po ng staff dati, sila Kelly, sila, lahat po yan. No? Habang nakalubog ang kanilang mga bahay, nandito yan, to helping out. Sabi ko, purihin ang Panginoon sa inyong mga buhay. Marami pong tumulong mula pa nung Thursday, nung Friday, Saturday, hanggang kanina. So, palakpakan natin ng Panginoon, no, for these people. Okay? So, hindi naman sinasabi namin, punta kayo dito, tulungan nyo kami maglinis, no? Siguro, tulungan mo lang yung kapitbahay mo. Tulungan mo yung kapitbahay mo maglinis. And in that way, as you journey with your neighbor, helping them, you can show who Jesus is. Through your acts of kindness. Amen? You can show. This is a good opportunity to show who Jesus is. Amen ba? This is the best opportunity to show who our Lord is through your life, through your generosity, through your grateful spirits. Let's be more like Jesus by His grace. Amen?